The young shrews forgot their plight momentarily. They stared at her in awe. Crouched on the bottom step of the stone seat, an ancient rat, clad in tattered raiment, gave them a toothless smile.
"Is she not wonderful to look upon, my little dears? Bow your heads to Vilea, the Sable Queen."
Her words seemed to break the spell. The younger of the shrews broke out sobbing.
"I want to go home to Mummy."
Vilea bared a set of perfect sharp white teeth at him.
"Be silent, or I will eat you."
The venom with which she spat out the words frightened the shrew into silence. She gestured to a guard.
"And put them with the others."
They were hustled swiftly off. From a distance, the sobs of the little shrew could be heard afresh. Swilt leaned on his sword hilt as he addressed Vilea.
"There are more where they came from. Shrews always have big broods. I told Grack to go back and look for others, though I think you already have enough."
Vilea replied scathingly.
"I will tell you when I have enough. Your job is to obey my commands, not to stand here giving opinions and bandying words with your queen."
Swilt knew how dangerous the Sable Queen could be. Avoiding further arguments, he shrugged.
"What would you have me do then, Majesty?"
Vilea let Derva, the old rat, speak for her.
"There's been reports of river rats down on the south stream. Grolba's crew, they say. Queen Vilea thinks they would be a valuable addition to our ravagers. She needs some beast to challenge Grolba and defeat him. The river rats would follow one who could do it."
It was a rare thing for any beast to see Zwilt the Shade smile, but smile he did. Drawing his broadsword, he cleaved the air in a deft pattern, making the wide blade thrum.
"Grolba Deathwind, eh? I've heard of his skill with the battle axe. When I've slain him, I'll take off his head with his own weapon and bring them both here for you to see, Majesty."
Vilea shook her head at the grisly prospect.
"Forget the head of some oafish river rat chieftain. All I wish to hear is that you've added his crew to my army of ravagers. Only that will please me."
Zwilt extended his sword at eye level, speaking as he peered down the length of its blade.
"Then we will be strong enough in numbers to conquer Redwall Abbey. It will fall before us like an old dead tree."